Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Get it right like 63% of the time. Dom, I am absolutely right on this point. We've argued extensively on the point. I have supporting reporting from the Daily News. Former President Donald Trump suggested in a new interview that he has decided to run for president again in 2024 and is only considering when to launch his campaign. My big decision will be whether I go before or after
the indictment.
Election.
Oh, I'm sorry, the midterm.
That's clever, Trump told New York Magazine in an interview published Thursday, asked flat out if he will run for the White House. Trump teased that he has already made that decision. Another new report in the Washington Post says that Trump will jump into the race in September to rally his supporters before the midterm elections, in which Republicans hope to retake control of Congress. One advisor put the odds at better than 2-1 that Trump announces his campaign before the midterms. Trump may believe that sooner he starts actively campaigning, the easier it will be to head off potential rivals within the GOP. You know, think Ron DeSantis. Trump said,
I think a lot of people would not even run if I do, because if you look at the polls, they don't even register.
So Trump thinks he's the front runner. And I also saw it other publications, Tom. He sees it as a get out of jail free card. He thinks if he runs, he's going to somehow pardon himself or stay ahead of the law. And
does that make any sense to you, Crudy? I mean, he would have to run and win and stay out of jail before then, and then what? Be an indicted person in the White House?
Pardon himself.
So you think that he would pardon himself? These things have to happen. So here's the deal. When you run, that doesn't give you any privilege whatsoever.
Gotcha.
Even when you win, it does not give you any privilege whatsoever.
Not even over Steve Bannon? Because he apparently waived the privilege over Bannon.
It doesn't give you the protection of the Office of Legal Counsel from the White House and their, which I would consider incorrect, opinion that a sitting president cannot be indicted. So the fact that he's not a sitting president, the fact that we're years away from that happening.
If
that's the case, why didn't Trump just say, yes, I'm running? You know what I'm saying? The guy's a huckster. He could have said yes. Why didn't Trump say yes?
Because he hasn't decided when he's making the announcement. Before,
well, why would it matter when? If you already made, why? See, come on, man. It's a hustle, man. You understand this, right? He's just trying to keep the grift of life.
The argument we've had is whether or not Trump will run.
Yes,
now, and I've said more asterisks and say, but he's never going to win. He's never going to be able to pardon himself. I agree with you.
Crudy, if I say I'm running for president, does that mean I'm running for president? If I announced on this show that Dominic Salvia is running for president, does that mean I'm running for president?
It could, theoretically.
Okay, but also probably not.
Further steps to file as a candidate, it would. I think if he made the declaration, he would file as a candidate. He would be obligated to do so. Not that he gives a damn about the law, but it would be advantageous for him to make a legal declaration of candidacy. If he claims he's running, if he says, I'm running, they'll file the paperwork.
And then he's running.
And then he's running.
And then he's running. So then he runs. And then he gets indicted. And then what?
And then that plays itself out in the courts.
Is he still running then? You still think he's running?
Absolutely.
You think he would still run, even with an indictment hanging over his head?
Especially with an indictment hanging over his head. Are you missing the point, man? He sees this as the get out of jail free card.
If you're convicted before you get into the White House, man, it doesn't do you any good.
You pardon yourself, you stay out of prison.
Come on, man.
Yes,
this is insanity.
He theoretically could. It is insane, but that is his logic, right? That's his logic. Let's hear it from his former staffer. Let's hear it from Steve Bannon. Here's the description of the last election, and this is better be cleaned up for play on the FCC regulated
airwaves. You got all of them, Evan? There's a few bombs on there. All right, stand by the dump button.
Steve Bannon speaking in his, War Room podcast, and this was before the election, and he predicted how Trump would react. And this is a guy that knew him closest. I mean, if If Bannon was looking for a guy to go smoke meth with, he's probably going to tap out Don.
Hey, what are you doing, Don? Got some time to smoke some meth, allegedly?
Here's a little background of this. This came from Mother Jones, and here's what they say. On the evening of October 31st, 2020, Steve Bannon told a group of associates that President Donald Trump had a plan to declare victory on election night, even if he was losing. Trump... That's the point. So it's a group of people he was talking to. This was not
so on... It's not the official War Room podcast. This was more of a clandestine taping of a private conversation, Tom?
Apparently. Now, we do have some comments from a Bannon spokesman after we play the sound. We'll get to that as well. But so this was to a group of people, not on his podcast. All right,
Kevin. Mea culpa.
And what Trump's going to do is just declare victory, right? He's going to declare victory. But that doesn't mean he's the winner. He's just going to say he's the winner. The Democrats, more of our people vote early that count. Theirs voted mail. And so they're going to have a natural disadvantage, and Trump's going to take advantage of it. That's our strategy. He's going to declare himself a winner. So when you wake up Wednesday morning, it's going to be a firestorm. We're going to have Antifa crazy, the media crazy, the courts are crazy, and Trump's going to be sitting there mocking, tweeting, you lose. I'm the winner. I'm the king. And he'll be all over. He'll be going, where's Hunter? Is Hunter on a crack pipe? I mean, no, he'll be, because then it doesn't matter. Remember, here's the thing. After then, Trump never has to go to a voter again. He's going to fire Ray, the FBI director. So he's going to say, F you. How about that? Because he's never going to, he's done his last election. Oh, he's going to be off the chain. He's going to be crazy. Also, if Trump is losing by 10 or 11 o'clock at night, it's going to be even crazier. No, because he's going to sit right there and say they stole it. I'm directing the Attorney General to shut down all ballot places in all 50 states. It's going to be no. He's not going out easy. If Biden's winning, Trump is going to do some crazy shit.
Talking about a little sketchy, Dom. So the plan was in place, and Bannon describes it. And we effectively saw this plan play out in real time. We saw it play out when Trump came out and declared victory, right?
Frankly, we did win this election.
Declared victory, lost as you know what when Fox News declared Arizona for Joe Biden and has been fighting the outcome of the election ever frickin' since. So it's almost like Bannon had some insight. He said, this is the plan. Not like, I hope he does this. And obviously he's bragging. He's, you know, telling stories for the audience. And, you know, we occasionally do that, Dom. But it seemed like a pretty specific plan.
No doubt. Especially when the fact that Biden was up. And again, we've talked about this. And Bannon is right in this regard. How Republicans vote and how the trends are and how Democrats vote and when those votes are counted. So this was all part of the plan. This was all to cause the chaos, to cause the concern, the false concern. And so Trump is just going to declare it. Now, this was said on, what, October 31st? October 31st of 2020. Now, a little bit more from the Mother Jones. The nearly hour-long audio obtained by Mother Jones is new evidence that Trump's late-night diatribe, which came a few hours later than Bannon had anticipated, followed a pre-existing plan to lie to Americans about the election results in a bid to hold on to power. The new recording stands out for the striking candor and detail with which Bannon described a scheme to use lies to subvert democracy. Bannon also predicted that Trump's false declaration of victory would lead to widespread political violence, along with crazy efforts by Trump to stay in office. Bannon and his associates laughed about those scenarios at various points, as you just heard. In a comment sent on Wednesday, a Bannon spokesperson argued that Bannon's statements on the recording are not news. A quote, nothing on the recording wasn't already said on War Room or on multiple other shows like The Circus on Showtime, the spokesperson said. Bannon gave that lecture multiple times from August to November to counter Mark Elias's election integrity project. Elias is a prominent Democrat election lawyer. The spokesman also said that the J6 committee, quote, should have the courage to have Mr. Bannon come and testify publicly about these events.
Yes, let's do that. Or throw his ass in jail. I guess the trial starts Monday, Dom.
Trial starts Monday, and looking at a couple years, you know, maybe he can get, you know, and that's it. Can the Justice Department, can J6, can they put the screws to Bannon to such a degree that he ends up flipping on Trump? Because
no,
you know, my take on this is that Bannon's speaking with this specificity because he's talked to the president about it. Now, if that's the case, that's certainly concerning, right? And I'm not convinced, man. I mean, these are a bunch of rats to begin with. If you're looking at, and we don't know right now, the one particular case that Bannon is looking at, this contempt of Congress, has a maximum of 2 years in prison. So that's just one thing. But depending on what else is out there and what else comes through and flushes out, certainly for 2 years, maybe he wouldn't flip. If he's looking at 20, maybe he does. A follow-up article on this, I believe this is from Greg Sargent. Let's jump into this briefly. You can join us as well, 844-967-2789. Greg Sargent writing at the Washington Post. What Trump's going to do is just declare victory. You heard Bannon say that, right? He's going to declare victory, but that doesn't mean he's a winner. He's just going to say he's a winner. And this is actually true. Trump is certainly not a winner. He just says he's a winner, so he can act like he's a winner. Bannon, who played a key command center role on January 6th, said to a group of associates on October 31st, according to the audio, a few days later, Trump actually did this. He declared victory prematurely on election night, kicking off a months-long effort to cling to power illegitimately. Culminating in the attack on the Capitol. On the auto, Bannon essentially gave away a crucial piece of Trump's whole corrupt scheme, but not in the way it first appears. Bannon has now opened the door to a host of new inquiries centered on this question. How premeditated a part of the coup plot was a premature declaration of victory for Trump? The answer may be that this was a more premeditated aspect of the scheme than we knew, which would deal a severe blow to Trump's last defenses, that he really believed he'd won and was innocently exercising what he thought were legal options in his response that may even increase his criminal exposure, so writes Greg Sargent. Many have noted that the audio confirms Trump intended to cast doubt on the outcome no matter what happened with the voting. Bannon says on the audio that this would cause a firestorm, which presumably would lay the groundwork for the next stage, months of corrupt scheming to reverse the results. We already knew Trump had contemplated declaring victory on election night no matter what. Axios reported that just before the election, Trump privately told advisors he might do this. But the Bannon audio should refocus us on this forgotten fact. Trump telegraphed exactly these intentions way back in July of 2020. Speaking to reporters, he attacked vote by mail, said the winner should be declared on election night, and insinuated that millions of mail ballots would inevitably be fraudulent. That's the whole scheme right there. Trump was vague, but he essentially told us about 3 months before the 2020 election that he would declare victory on election night, even with millions of uncounted ballots outstanding, by arguing that they would be illegitimate. Now, here's why Bannon's audio is so relevant. On it, Bannon says much of the same thing, that Trump would be favored on election night because mail votes cast by Democrats would remain outstanding, and Trump would exploit this fact to declare himself the winner. And of course, Trump ended up doing exactly this. He declared victory and attacked outstanding ballots as part of an effort to steal the election from him. But part of this became the foundation of the coup architect John Eastman scheme to get Trump's vice president to illegally subvert Biden's electors and get the states to substitute new ones. So Bannon's articulation of the scheme in advance raises this question. To what degree was the premature declaration of victory discussed and agreed upon beforehand? And I would just submit an answer. To a great degree. Of course it was. It absolutely was. The question is, who's going to come up and say it and admit to it and provide the tapes, perhaps, or at least testimony under oath?
I have every reason to believe the president knew it all.
Of course.
Knew from the beginning. He was stating it publicly in July of 2020. I mean, it's a little guilt going on. I mean, when you foreshadow your future guilt with a foreshadowing confession, I'm going to go kill a guy later. If he shoots someone on Fifth Avenue later, don't say he didn't warn us.
Right.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Don't say we didn't warn you. Call us, 844-96-PARTY.
Bannon.
The level of stupidity is incredible.